Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. As I come sliding
across the table.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. Here today, August the 30th. Christina, how did you let August get away from us? I told you specifically in Ukrainian not to do that.
You know, I actually went this whole summer. I'm sorry, Carl. Okay. Next summer, I'll pay more attention for that.
Okay. As I choke to death here. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has, you know, is the sponsor of our news, and we so much appreciate that from them. And they've been with us several years. And we can't say, as Linda leaves choking to death, and we can't say enough about their support and the support of all our advertisers. But good morning, Christina. You got big day today.
Good morning.
Big day today for you.
Yeah, kind of my first exam for the anatomy.
Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's your first exam today over at Shasta, right? Shasta College.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What do you study?
Anatomy, psychology, English.
And where do you want to go with that?
I'm planning to go to nursing.
Well, you know what? We have two really, really super nursing. You know, you got Shasta College, and then Simpson University is one of the top five rated.
And also, I have to mention, in California, Shasta College has a really good nursing program.
Shasta College is just outstanding.
It's
Top. And you could come here and work and then walk right down the street and go to school.
Yeah, this is exactly how I will be when I will start my nursing program. For now, I have general school. I'm preparing for the nursing.
Yeah, of course. That's great. Super. Hello, Linda.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I love it when, people have ambition and drive and want to learn and want to reach and grow. So, we're happy to have you with us, and that is amazing, and you're going to do very well. Christina, thank you. Looks like we're going to have sunny and breezy skies today. I can feel it coming outside with our high. We do have a red flag warning, and I think that maybe because of the gusts of winds that could be up to 23 miles, maybe up to 32, actually.
Yeah,
widespread
be.
Haze before 11 p.m. Have you been feeling that and seeing that? Then, of course, the widespread haze will be after midnight as well. With our 69 tonight, this morning again, 98 today. Thursday calls for hazy skies once again, 20% chance of showers after 11. Looks like, Friday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possibly, after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 73. I know that this weekend there is the, Music on the Greens that's out in Tiger Field. It's supposed to be Friday night. I know if you're a band and there's a chance of thunderstorms, a chance of showers, you still perform. You still put it together unless it's actually the raindrops are coming down, because there's a good possibility it could just pass right over you. But you don't cancel a gig over that unless it's super rainy.
I mean, you're standing out there holding an electric guitar. Come on.
Well, people do it all the time.
You're not grounded.
Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11, chance, okay? Then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with around 60, with precipitation, 50%. So that's another thing that we've been feeling, too. Again, Saturday, 40% chance of showers with 75. Gosh, wait a minute. Let me get that correct. 75 on Saturday.
A high of 75?
73 on Friday.
73.
High.
Wow.
The highest temperature. And 84 and sunny on Sunday. So we're kind of going through this little tunnel of perhaps chance of showers and thunderstorms and humidity and lower temperatures.
Well, you know, if it's raining, and it does rain hard, Odina, the Wonder Horse, and I go out into the round ring. And we run across the ring, and we both jump, and we slide across the ring. Casey, who owns the ranch, isn't real happy about it, but because we make grooves in it.
And the weather is brought to you by friends out at in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny
this?
Family.
Aren't you picturing
365-3793. And I just want to make sure we always get in the our wonderful advertisers.
Our veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, super people. Okay.
You said you have a lot to talk about
there
today.
Is. You know what?
And who are our guests today?
Today is Jason Miller. Now, Jason Miller owns Lucky Miller's, and,
and
he just had it the other day, and Sam Comente came over from Channel 7 and interviewed him. But let me tell you, I'm not going to say a word about it, but Jason's going to be in here at 8 o'clock, and he's ready to talk about the impact on homelessness and crime on our local businesses around here. And it's more than Jason, let me tell you that. And he's a scrapper. And he's not going to, he's not going to run away from this. But every time it's a Wednesday, you just give yourself a half an hour right there because the board of supervisors meeting.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
No, I mean.
And you know what? People complain. People there that are shouting out other people, but let's take a look at what happened to the last two board meetings. Okay. Last time it was Nathan Pinckney, and he was asked to leave, and it was three times, and they shut down the board meeting. Well, this time, Patrick Jones started off the meeting by setting read off the rules of conduct for a public, you know, during the public meeting. A public meeting is there for people to express their opinions. They have 3 minutes to do it and to allow for an interchange between the board of supervisors or the board of supervisors to listen to the speakers. When people start shouting from the audience, it takes away the person's right to speak. First of all, by saying that I'm much more important than that person is saying, and I want to be the center of attention. Well, Patrick Jones read off the rules. He felt compelled to do that after the August 15th meeting, and that meeting was interrupted a little more than an hour after it started, and we know about that. Once again, it started. In this case, it was Christian, whom we know well, who is often at odds with Jones it says far right majority, but he's conservative. He's anybody that's kind of got a conservative point. Christian can find a spot that they can argue about. You know, I know Christian. I'm not saying anything bad about Christian because I'm not, but I'm just saying is that he can be argumentative. I guess it's all. But he started speaking. He was warned once before he was asked to leave. But he didn't leave. They had the security there. They had deputies. And the county CEO repeatedly asked him to leave as the media looked on. After about 15 minutes, he got up, but he said he's going to return. Now, his comments said, the arbitrary and capricious dictation by the Board of Supervisors chairperson has got to stop. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. I don't think so. But I'm not sure. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. But how can you have a meeting if there's anarchy and chaos during a meeting?
I'm not sure, but did you hear what happened with, and this is in the same field, of the protesters that were at Burning Man?
No, yeah, well, we'll talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, well, that's
tribal,
obstructing.
With the tribal policeman. That is a beautiful story. We'll get to that.
All right.
I believe I should have sat in there, got arrested, so we go through a court case. Yeah. Well, if the rules say that you can't, because you disagree with somebody, I mean, can't you come up on your turn and say this person is an idiot and he's an idiot because of this and this and this, but to disrupt the whole meeting, I don't understand that. Do you have the right to do that, to disrupt the meeting? Does that come under your First Amendment? I mean, does that mean in every meeting that's held, city council, the board of supervisors, the county planning commission, the city planning commission, you just stand up and start yelling in these meetings?
These are the rules. What are the guidelines for a formal meeting?
Is this from Shasta County?
No, this is just open meeting laws in California and the Brown Act.
Okay.
And then I put in, what are the guidelines for a formal meeting? Be punctual. Come prepared. Dress professionally. All right? Speak loud enough. Actively listen and participate.
Number six. No, this is This is for the people that are the elected officials in this.
Follow the agenda, ask questions at the appropriate time.
Yeah. Does this say anything about the audience?
I would think that was probably on both ends.
Well, you would think. But anyway, so what happened? He went back in the meeting. He was allowed to stay and even got up to speak again on a proclamation adopting September as a Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And a discussion about sending a letter to Attorney General Rob Bonta recording how Shasta County prosecutors dissolved fire civil and criminal cases. Jones told the chamber before the meeting he would give people one warning if they spoke out from their seat and they refused. He would ask that person to leave and clear the room if they refused to. And he also said that if they came back again, it would be criminal prosecution for trespassing. That didn't happen. Okay. The thing is that with all the things that are going on, jail, crime, fires in the general area.
Homelessness.
Everything that's going on, and we can't have a meeting because one or two individuals decide to end the process. I don't understand their belief in their right to do that. You've got to have some rules. I'm all for the First Amendment. But here's your 3 minutes. You get to come up and say that. You can come up five times and speak if you want to. But you've got to let the meeting go on. You've got to let other people speak. So that was the first thing. So we're going to take a break because I got another one also from Shasta County. I know it's hard to believe. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been in the business for over 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. They're a joy to work with. I have four branches, two right here in Redding, one in Anderson, one down in Red Bluff. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Drive.
Tomorrow is opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair. In celebration, admission is free tomorrow only on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight, with the opening day ceremony and gates opening at noon. So come enjoy the carnival and check out the exhibit. The Miss Intermountain Fair Scholarship Competition starts at 8 p.m. at Ingram Hall, and the carnival closes at 10. Grandstand events will feature Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event, Saturday night, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. So here's to the fair old days. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7. And don't forget, tomorrow's the opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair in MacArthur, where everyone gets in absolutely free. Then on September 1st, it's Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day, where kids 12 and under get in free. And kids 5 and under get in free daily at the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair in MacArthur.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Some people call this, you know, hump day. I don't know. I mean, we have a very active lifestyle. So, if you really worked Monday through Friday and you were an 8-to-5 person, I guess you would look at it like this. But, you know, we have so many things that we attend and events that we go to that we look forward to. It's really never a hump day, but we love to run that commercial because I think it's really cute. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this scheduled appointment, and I was thinking about going in there to, I have some things that need to be fixed.
I know.
And it's wonderful when you take,
how about
you don't even have to have bought it there. You just take it in and they have a jeweler, they will do the work. So, you know, it's trusted and they're trustworthy people. It's a wonderful environment. And they, will tell you like what your items are worth, all kinds of wonderful things. With our trusted jeweler. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, and their phone number is 222-2750. And we all know that we put the 530 prefix before that these days. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
There was an investigation of the Sheriff's Department and the Sheriff a couple of years ago called the Ellis Report. The county hired a firm to do a report on allegations and all this. And what they found after all of this, then Sheriff McGreeny had obtained background information about the upcoming Matt Pontist when he applied for the CEO job by using a law enforcement communication system. You're not supposed to use that. And Sheriff McGreeny said he thought it was okay to use that to conduct background checks because the county regularly performs personal history checks for hiring. And but they just said, well, you're not supposed to do that. And, you know, they said, well, he did it so he could get somebody else a job, and they found an investigation. Nope, he didn't do that at all. That other person had already left the county in another job. McGreeny follow correct procedures in January during captain's promotions? The report said that he didn't, however, that they had to redo the promotion process, and he failed to correctly conduct the testing. But that they fixed that after then. Did he interfere in an investigation in a 2020 officer-involved shooting? No, he did not interfere. Did he fail to investigate threats made against former health Public Health Officer Karen Ramstrom. Yes, he did. And he set up a security team and even security teams to help provide safety. Did he tell a sheriff's deputy to delete a recording? No, they found that he did not tell a person to delete a recording. Did he improperly communicate with local militia groups? And it said that he did not invite Shasta County militia members to stand guard during the protest. Did he say he wanted protesters to burn down a county building? He made comments that he thought were humorous about they have a dilapidated building, and if you put a photo of one of his captains on it with the Hitler mustache, they may go there and burn down the building. What else? Did he interfere with the county SHIELD training center lease? He did not. Did he misuse grant funding? He did not. Did he misuse COVID funding? He did not. Did he facilitate Matt Ponte's concealed carry application? Did not facilitate it. Did he inappropriately approve overtime pay? He did not. Did he inappropriately secure raises for the sheriff's office employees? He did not. And did he say he would not send 15 deputies to protect the border supervisors because they wouldn't give him a raise? Yeah, he made that statement. But other people were saying sending 15 deputies to the meeting was ridiculous and absurd. And he may have said something in anger there, like... Well, they said is that he made this statement. Okay, what else? Did he create a toxic work environment? And the report concluded he did not create a toxic environment within the sheriff's office. So he may have made a couple mistakes, none of them life-threatening or for the safety involving it. It was, some of it was procedure, some of it was just, people making decisions. So I hope that's out and that's off the table. And, he is, Eric McGreeny is, I guess, says he's still working for the county right now. Okay.
I have something.
Okay.
And I want to know your feeling on this. Former President Donald Trump and
by the way, I got all that out of the record Searchlight. So this is what they said.
Okay.
This is what they said.
Okay.
Because I have not read the report.
Representative Michael Waltz will meet with several Gold Star family members who lost loved ones in the Democratic President Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from the war in Afghanistan on Wednesday. Trump is leading a GOP candidate for president, pulling far ahead of the rest of the field. But see, Waltz is one of Trump's top endorsers in Congress, and Trump will meet with the Gold Star family members on the second anniversary of the last American plane leaving Afghanistan. This is according to Waltz, an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. I've been obviously dealing with Gold Star families and keeping in touch with them. I sadly have a lot of experience with Gold Star families from the Green Berets and others that have been lost over time, Waltz said. What has been so striking to me is obviously there's a level of grief there. To lose a child is just hard to imagine, but I've never in 20 years of dealing with the Gold Star community, I've never come across a group that is so angry.
They should be. It was a disaster, and not one person was held responsible for that debacle.
All right. I want to know how you feel being that you served. If you had served during that time.
I did serve during that time.
No, I mean the recent.
Oh, the recent.
Yeah, when they pulled, they left people behind. They just, okay, we're out.
Yeah, and they left thousands of people there that had helped our country that were being hunted down. By the way, the Taliban has just said that women don't need to go to school and they don't need to go to national parks or monuments. Women in Afghanistan. Anyway, no, the thing was a debacle from the beginning. Everybody knew that, and the impact it's had on men and women that have served in Afghanistan to see it end like that with the deaths of these 13 heroes. when it didn't have to happen. And not one person was so responsible for this.
Well,
you know what? And in fact, Biden bragged about his actions on getting people out of there, out of that frenzied, mob-like atmosphere that left people behind.
And there were 13 killed.
It's unforgivable. And if he had just said, you know what, this could have been done better. And if he had held somebody responsible. But no.
A Trump campaign official confirmed the planned roundtable meeting to Breitbart News. There's no bigger champion of the Americans' military members and their families as well than President Trump. The Trump campaign official said, contrast that with Joe Biden's total lack of respect for our military and a disastrous and embarrassing withdrawal in Afghanistan that led to the death of American troops, put additional lives at risk, and emboldened the enemy. So in this article, it shows, people that are talking about it in tears. There's one guy, Father of Marine Corps, who's, obviously talking about, what it was to lose his son, to have your leadership in America to leave you behind. Do people even remember this? Do people? It's really going to be hard in this new presidential campaign who you really want to vote for. It really is. But when Americans sign up to join the U.S. Armed Forces, they and their family members know that putting in the uniform carries with a risk of possibly losing their lives for their country. But in this case, these young Americans did not need to die. It was incompetence of the U.S. government that caused it. No wonder they're angry. It's a leadership issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it starts right at the top, and then goes down to his Department of Defense, and it goes down to the people that were in charge of this thing to tell them when they were leaving, when they saw what the Taliban were sweeping across the country. It was a total fiasco, and unfortunately, people died, and yet nothing happened because there's two. In case we all haven't realized this. That once you get into an elected position or an appointed position, especially in a lot of the appointed positions, you're nameless and faceless. You can do just damn well anything you want. And it's only when people, the people, we the people fight back by taking them to court, saying you can't just make these rules or throw them out of office, whether it's Trump you throw out or if it's Biden you throw out. We can't just keep accepting this level of incompetence from either side. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances. in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading, with special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
All right, we've got a little bit of earth, wind, and fire. Fabulous. I remember, years ago, got a chance to go to, a Lakers event in Los Angeles. And I don't remember how, I had a friend of mine from, that when I worked at Marriott's Great America, he went on to be like a gaffer in all of these huge arenas and rock concerts.
What's a gaffer?
Because you see
it all the time, gaffers.
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, at that particular time, he would be the guy that would, you know, climb up and hang the lights and the PA and all of the things that go up on those rigs that you see at concerts.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you see the trucks and what it takes to put on those concerts.
No, I understand.
They'll fly.
I just didn't know what exactly a gaffer
was. That's a gaffer. Now, I don't know in the movie term. A gaffer, usually somebody who's like holds the mic, boom, stand, and they're doing the mechanical aspect of what it is to set up lights and
gaffer
sound.
Sounds better than mechanic.
Yeah. Well, the mechanic may be how to get it running. But anyway, so I believe that's how that started. This is an Earth, Wind, and Fire story. So back in the, must have been the late 70s, I went to a Lakers game, which is like a big rock star concert, and Earth, Wind, and Fire were playing. So it was some kind of thing. And anyway, they were one of my, or still are, some of my favorite music. Now, do you want to talk about Burning Man?
I do. Let's talk about that. Okay, so Burning Man Festival, as you probably know, is when thousands of people go out into the desert. They're self-contained. They put on this week-long extravaganza of hedonistic behavior. And people in costumes, they build these sets, and it culminates with the Burning Man, which is this big wooden structure that is caught on fire. The BLM has gotten into it in the last few years, saying, "Wait, there's way too many people. We have to do this and that, so they have to bring in a certain amount of portable restrooms
and
water and all that." This year, people decided that, hey, we're going to save the environment. We're going to block off the road to Burning Man and one of the roads there. Well,
this is an article out of The Independent. There you go. Well, a tribal ranger is under investigation after he reportedly pointed a weapon at climate activists and then rammed his patrol truck through their blockade on the road leading to the annual Burning Man Festival.
Well, that's not what happened, though. I saw the video.
Well,
got it reversed. What happened was they had all of these vehicles backed up by their little barrels and their blockades. They're, you know, stopping people, and he came up with his sirens going, came in and literally drove through the barricade with his sirens going, his lights flashing, turned around, came back and ran into him again. Then he got out of the car and he said, get on the ground, and he drew his gun. Meanwhile, another officer comes up and they start arresting these people. Now, you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, but this was on the Paiute reservation, Indian reservation. This was a tribal policeman, a tribal ranger. Guess what? Rules are a little bit different.
According to the tribe's chairman, rangers cited five of the demonstrators who had traveled to Nevada from New York, Washington, California, and the European country of Malta. The chairman did not say what they were cited for. Emily Collins, one of the activists who had chained herself to the blockade, and her partner, Tom Bibbitt, traveled from Italy to participate in the protest, opting to skip Burning Man this year for attending a festival for many years. They quote, "We have no weapons," Mr. Collins yelled on the video as the ranger approached them. One of the guys parked the travel trailer across the two-lane highway, placing signs around their blockade that include a call for the ban on private jets. "The planet is burning. It's a bit absurd to continue with the festival. The planet is begging for a change."
Well, if you really want to do something, then go put your blockade around Leo DiCaprio's private jet that he rides to.
Well, he's not the only one.
Environmental meetings like that. Well, no, all of them. But to do this, but see, here's welcome to reality. You block a road, people can't get through. Guess what? There's repercussions. Here's your repercussion. They smash through your barricades and they arrest you. Wow. Imagine that, repercussions for doing something that's illegal. Something that is going away in many places in our country.
The Bureau of Land Management capped the festival's attendance in 2019 at 80,000. Because of concerns about excess trash being left behind and safety issues. Now, it was under, I've not been, we have several friends that go, but it was under my impression, I had the impression from people that have gone that once they leave, it's like no trace in the desert.
Yeah, that's what it's
supposed to be. It started, like we are going to do this festival.
Yeah. No trace left
and
behind.
And when we leave, okay, so it said because of the concerns about excess trash being left behind and safety issues, according to NPR. The festival also contributed 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide the same year, The Guardian reported.
Okay, so.
Just telling you, I
No, I'm just saying is this.
This is under the Independent, this article.
Didn't your brother go to the Burning Man?
I don't know if he did, but we talked with somebody the other day. We were sitting at an event. We sat next to somebody, and they said they were going to go to Burning Man.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is.
And their brother is very involved, and they do a trailer, and his brother goes every year, and I guess evidently there's no.
No, you have
no
to be
cash.
You have to be self-contained. Yeah, they barter and all these things.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's fine. If 80,000 people want to go stand out in the middle of the desert in the summer to do this, hey, more go for it. But my part was after watching that was the ranger just obviously said, "No, you can't do this. Now it's become a safety problem." Okay. Let's go to an early break because I want to talk about a lawsuit down in Southern California and what happened from that with a mother that sued a school district and won. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Come on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Rico Way, like Linda and me and so many other people do. You get a great car wash. Car truck goes in, it's brushless, your vehicle comes out sparkling, there's a pleasant person at the end wiping off your vehicle with a clean fluffy towel. It's just a good place. And the people who have owned that corner for close to 100 years, down there on Market and Eureka Way. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only a quick and clean car wash. It really is a good place. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading, with special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Good morning and welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They have it all from small to large, from a little tractor you can put in your backyard or a little backhoe. They rent, they lease, and they sell equipment there. You do it all. They do it local. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. With all the things that are going on about Should parents be told about their children if they're, you know, if they're wanting to change their sex and all this? We talked a little bit about it earlier this week, but in what's been called a landmark victory for parental rights, a California school district has settled for $100,000 with a mother who said her daughter was socially transitioned to a boy without parental knowledge or consent. Jessica Conan said her 11-year-old daughter, Alicia, was told by her school in the Spreckles Union School District in Monterey County that she may be upset because she didn't know who she truly was inside. From there, the school allowed her to use the boys' bathroom, use male pronouns to refer to her, and was socially transitioned away from her biological gender. They did not tell mom. Once mom found out that daughter was being identified as a male and socially transitioning without her knowledge, she sued the district. Her daughter has since decided to re-identify as a girl, and the California single mother vowed to keep fighting for parental rights. They need to understand their place. They need to stay in their place. And schools nowadays, they're awful. This is what the lady says. The Spreckles Union School District is not admitting fault with the settlement, but it's nevertheless a significant moment amid the nationwide debate over parental rights related to schooling decisions that affect children. The executive director of the Center for American Liberty said, at the core, it's about upholding the sacred bond between parents and their children. Conan said that she avoided pronouns at first, calling her daughter by terms such as sweetie and kiddo instead of making a potentially offensive comment. The relationship was strained as a result, but they're doing great now and eager to work together and help remove the parental secrecy out of schools. So, bottom line is that, hey, you did this without my knowledge, without even talking to me about it, without me being a part of this, and so I'm suing you. And the school district settled for $100,000.
I was going to say, you know, you have legal, you know, when you talk about you're the legal guardian of your child, you have these, you know, you have to take care of their health. They're under your insurance policy. The everything about them
in
their
family.
I think is that they're like a law until they're 18.
No,
they're
not,
under
not,
your.
According to the Attorney General of the state of California, no, parents don't have a right to do that. Schools cannot tell parents if a child wants to transition from one sex to another. And this fact is suing Chino School District down in Southern California by saying is that because they made a ruling, as did Anderson just did, that said parents need to be involved with this. This is serious. And the bottom line is, yes, you are responsible for those kids. You know, the teachers and counselors, you know, I mean, as hard as they try, at the end of the day, pretty much those kids go home.
And who's responsible for
the overall
wealth and health, or, you know, overall care of their child?
Well, the state's trying to take away the parental rights.
Well, then who takes care of the child after they do a transition?
Ah, there you go.
And the parents are like, we're working, we can't figure out, what are we doing? I mean, well, I'm going to quit working, I'm going to be home. What? And now there's so many fingers in the pie.
Well, the thing is what parental rights do you have? And according to the state, they're taking more and more away. No, you don't need to know about this. Like, the mother's not going to find out at some point, like it happened in Chico. The mom found out from other mothers because, you know, the people in the school knew about it. And she had no idea this was going on. And the thing about it is, I am so happy that I don't have a child in school right now. You know, 95% of everything going on in schools is what should be. But when you get into things like this, you wonder, I mean, can I, it's my child. Katie, good morning. Cody, Katie.
Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yes.
Yeah, okay, you're on.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about the stuff with the Attorney General. You know, if that was true that parents don't have the right, he would be pressing charges against those districts that are doing that. with having that parental notification policy, but he's not. He's suing them. And the reason for that is because we have, number one, the 14th Amendment that gives parents the right to direct the upbringing and education of their children. We also have California state law that also says that parents have the right to direct the education and have the access to the records of their children while in school. So our attorney general is doing this as a scare tactic for other school districts, but I think that this thing that you just are talking about here with this settlement is also going to make it to where school districts are going to think twice about their secrecy policy, which, by the way, is a school board policy from California School Board Association. It's 5145.3. There's several aspects to that, but the biggest one is that it goes outside the law. AB 711 does not talk anywhere on there about keeping secrets from parents, and in fact, it goes quite the opposite and gives parents rights to if there's a record that they don't agree with, that they can challenge it.
Well,
I just want people to know that our school district here in Anderson did not go against the law, and in fact, several lawyers put together that policy that they put up to make sure that was within the law.
Well, I think a lot of times there may be, I'm sure there are, there's cases where a family may not understand this. In fact, we know one. But, I mean, the parents need to know. I mean, this is a pretty serious change in a child's life where they, they're going to need support from their family.
Correct.
On this, and it helps the family get into it. And if there has to be counseling for the whole family, I mean, it's there. So, I mean, to not tell parents about something this important, I just find it's incomprehensible to me how they can.
And this is America, and we have due process here in America.
Yeah.
And they're making assumption that these parents are going to be terrible to their kids without any reasonable things.
Without a hearing,
I know that we are mandated reporters, and so we have systems for that in place, and we have due process, and so that's what we need to go along with and give parents the rights to know what's going on with their children at school.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. Thank you for calling. Are you on tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Katie's going to be on tomorrow morning at 7:30, and we're going to talk a lot more about this. Okay, at 8 o'clock, Jason just walked in, Jason Miller from Lucky Miller's, great little restaurant, deli, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, and he made news the other day by saying he's had enough, and it's not just Jason. And we want to talk about this, the things that are facing our community every day, but we don't see them.
I told him yesterday,
I don't see what he's been going through.
Okay, so yesterday, believe it or not, I had to tell Carl, I'm in Pilates. I take Pilates at Organic Pilates, which is over there right across where he is.
Yeah, it's right down
And there. So there's this flow of people, and here we are in our reformers, like legs and straps and doing all this stuff. And what are the women talking about? The women are talking about Lucky Millers, what's happening with the homeless situation. People are walking by while we're in class. Our teacher, Carrie, is like on alarm because she's not really sure if somebody's walking by is going to defecate, do something in front of her building. She's on nerve watch. And then they started talking about, you know, here we are talking about this problem in the middle of a class as you're really trying to work your body and escape it. But that was the topic. I didn't know you were going to be on today. I had no idea. So when I came home last night, Carl, you could usually pour a glass of wine, sit there and talk about what happened with your day, who'd you talk to, what's new, so we can catch up because we're running and it's a multitude of things with business, commercials, clients, friends, personal things, who's going through what, how's the horse, what, all this other stuff. I was telling him about I couldn't believe that that was a discussion. He goes, you're never going to guess what? He's coming on tomorrow morning. So that it's very present, and you don't want to go anywhere, because after the break, we have this gentleman, and what we found out is that several other businesses have weighed in on this since you've come forth to talk about the complete disgust. And that's all I'm going to say. It's a complete disgust.
And there's more than just a few. And we're going to listen to Jason as soon as we get back. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news.
I'm Rich Thomason. Still dangerous, Hurricane Idalia is weakening a bit as it makes its way inland after roaring ashore this morning along Florida's Big Bend. Packing 125-mile-per-hour winds, landfall came near Keaton Beach, southeast of Tallahassee. Governor Ron DeSantis warning of a life-threatening storm surge, flooding rains, and destructive winds. The storm's impact being felt far down the Gulf Coast with widespread flooding. Bill Bunkley with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa says an impressive array of resources now being mobilized.
Pre-positioned assets from FEMA, from the president, as well as all of the power companies, water backup, MRIs, everything's been pre-positioned. And so all up and down the Florida Gulf Coast, we have personnel, National Guard.
And there are more than 250,000 power outages, flooding possible across South Georgia and north into the Carolinas later in the week. Several weeks after the wildfires, crews have pretty much wrapped up the search for victims in the burn area on Maui.
Officials suggest responders likely have already recovered any remains recognizable as such, and they're shifting the response to focus on removing hazardous waste and making the area safe for residents to begin returning.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the official death toll remains at 115. Citing some sort of an emergency, the U.S. Attorney's Office says sentencing will not take place today for former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio. Tarrio is convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot. He was not in D.C. when the riot broke out. The prosecution's been pushing for a 32-year prison sentence. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 34 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates.
Rebellious soldiers in Gabon say they are overturning the results of a presidential election that was to extend the ruling family's 55-year grip on power.
The Central African Country's Election Committee had announced early on Wednesday that President Ali Bongo Ondimba had won the election with 64% of the vote. Within minutes, gunfire was heard in the centre of the capital, Libreville, and a little later, a dozen uniformed soldiers appeared on state television, saying they'd seize power. The situation in the capital isn't immediately clear, with no word from the president. The coup attempt comes about 1 month after mutinous soldiers in Niger seized power from the democratically elected government. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Britain's top diplomat James Cleverly has begun a long-awaited visit to China as countries try to stabilize ties that have been frayed in recent years. This trip is the first by a UK foreign secretary to China more than 5 years. Townhall.com. Well, the TV news crew is reporting on a string of robberies in one Chicago neighborhood when things took a sudden, unexpected turn.
Spanish-language station Univision Chicago says a reporter and photographer were filming early Monday in Chicago's Westtown neighborhood. They were robbed by three masked men brandishing firearms who took their television cameras and other items. Police say no injuries were reported and no one is in custody. It was the second robbery this month involving a Chicago news crew. WLS-TV says one of its photographers was assaulted and robbed on August 8th while preparing to cover a weekday afternoon news conference on Chicago's west side. Keith Peters reporting.
34-year-old University of North Carolina graduate student Tai Lei Chi has been charged with first-degree murder, this stemming from Monday's on-campus shooting of his faculty advisor, Zi Che Yen. The motive, not clear. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is the 30th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Studying for her exam that she's got later on this morning. That's okay, hon. Study away.
Yeah.
Just get us in on time and
anatomy.
Get us out. There you go.
That's like one of the hardest. So you're going to score it. Don't worry about
you're
it.
You're going to be great.
Hey, by the way.
Thank you for support.
Absolutely. Update on the weather. Red flag warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. this evening for gusty winds and low humidity for fire zones 215 to 216, 217, 263, and 279. We're going to have northerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts from 30 to 35 miles per hour. The humidity overnight will be 30 to 45%, and highest threat west side of the Sacramento Valley, mainly along the west of Interstate 5 for those of you who are traveling back and forth. For the impacts, the combination of gusty winds and low humidity can cause fire to rapidly grow in size and intensify. So here's what we've got going on today. Sunny and hot with a high near 98. Hazy skies, overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow, Thursday, hazy skies with our overnight lows of 64. Slight chance of showers. Looks like it's happening in the forecast. Friday, chance of showers, about 50% chance of showers with a high of 73. Friday night, chance of showers, then slight chance of showers with overnight lows of 60. And if you're looking at beautiful weekend weather, maybe a 40% chance of showers on Saturday with a high of 75. When do we see that last? Slight chance of showers and partly cloudy on Saturday night with the 59 low temperature forecast. And Sunday will be 84 and sunny. Now, the weather is brought to you
Labor
always.
Day? What about Labor Day?
Let's see. Monday, Labor Day, sunny with a high near 90.
Okay.
All right. And Monday night, mostly clear with lows of around 64. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson Business, veteran-owned, 365-3793.
Red flag warnings, by the way, is a tool. And it's issued because the humidity is real low, the winds are real high, things are real dry, and it tells people to be careful. You know, make sure that your chains are stored if you're, you know, if you're hauling a trailer, if you're cutting grass, make sure there's no chance for sparks to fly and start a fire. It's a warning that if it starts, it may be real hard to, by the time you get people there to put it out, it could spread real quick. Mm. Now, our next guest, and I want to invite people to call in.
Absolutely. This is a great time to do so.
And get your ideas on this and your thoughts on something that's facing all of us.
We can open our chat pack.
Chat pack's open.
Let's make sure that we have some civility in there.
Well, no, they have. They're okay. Very civil. We have a very erudite chat pack.
Okay.
The other, you know, I've known Jason for several years now.
You love to go there. You have lights. You like your man hang.
Yep. And
across from this Cypress Square barbershop, but that's your man hang.
Well, that's Ansel's stronghold.
Yeah.
But the And he's just, you know, I've known him not real well. I mean, it's not like we hang around together or anything, but you know, we talk, and it's, you know, he's a stand-up guy. The other day he was on Channel 7, Sam Clemente.
Yep.
And by the way, Sam Clemente does a great job.
He sure does.
He really does.
Absolutely.
And tell us how this whole thing began with Sam, and then we'll get into the
your business.
Your business.
So it was the third night in a row that we had had issues. And I had had it. I'd had it. Sam's, you know, done other things with me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty close to him. And before I could even get a phone call to him, I texted him, hey, is there anything we can do to get this out there? I'll be the liaison on it. He was already on the way to the deli.
Okay.
He was already on the way. He said, I saw what happened. I've seen what's been going on with the crime and the homelessness. I'm about 5 minutes away. It took me a half hour to calm down before the interview. I was livid. I mean, I'd absolutely. When it's every day, and it's not just a night, I deal with 8 to 9 of them during the day also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming in, trying to steal, coming in, use our bathroom, harassing my customers to buy them food. It's literally every single day I'm on alert, just like you said. I'm on alert.
And that it creates extreme stress. And then you just, like, feel violated. I mean, there's part of you I can feel. I can feel you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on radio right now. This is at the tipping point of there's rage.
It's, I'm there.
You're holding it back.
I am.
But I am. And so through this last 24 hours or how many, 3 days, you've had a number of people coming forth that are, like, in arms with you.
I almost need a press secretary.
Okay, so Sam came in the interview.
Yep.
And after the interview, what happened?
Literally right after the interview, a girl walked down the street with her bra on, basketball shorts, talking to herself, mumbling, started smashing her head into the bus stop post until she started bleeding and continued to walk down the road.
And Sam's right there.
Yeah, he'd
you know, what a perfect ending to the story if he had just put that on.
I know.
You know, blurred out the face.
Yeah.
This is what's happened. Okay.
Literally minutes. It wasn't even minutes that it happened.
You have alarm systems at your at your store.
Yep.
And you had to turn them off.
I have to know my cameras.
Your cameras, right.
I had to turn the notification off because I'm not sleeping. It's to a point where I'm just coming and deal with the aftermath.
54 notifications 54, a night.
54 to 75 notifications a night.
Per night that people are coming into your business or trying to get into your business and doing things.
Yeah, a lot of it's, I mean, there's people that just walk by, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people sitting at our tables. I have a lot of people checking my door. It's constant. I mean, every morning I wake up and check my cameras just to see the mayhem.
I want to take an early break here. Because I want to talk about since the interview. And again, my friends, our listeners, please feel free to call in when you're hearing this story and tell us what you think. Because this is going to – Lucky Miller's is just the face of many more, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, is the only place I've had my haircut since living in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. I was there yesterday with Tim, and it's an enjoyable experience, what can I say? It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, so it works on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, and they are man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst down at 3208 South Market Street. He doesn't take chances with your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, guarantees it, guarantees his work. For a free inspection and analysis, just drop by his shop at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a locally owned, locally operated business and a veteran-owned business. We're here with Jason Miller, who owns Lucky Millers. And on, see, what's today? Wednesday. So I guess Monday the story came out.
Yeah.
And that he just had it. And that he was under, really, you're under siege. That's the only way I could put it. You're under siege.
24-7.
24-7 yeah. At his store. And after that story came out, what happened, Jason?
It was unbelievable, the response. I'm up to 111 businesses that have contacted me, and around 100 private citizens that just say, "I'm tired of it. We, I don't want to go downtown. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go there. It's over. It's overwhelming right now, and there's it's constant. I'm constantly being contacted, which is good. I want to be the face. I said it from the very beginning. If this, I have the platform, I'll be happy to talk about it. But where we go from here for accountability, I'm at a loss for words for it.
And there lies the problem.
Yeah.
We talked about the police.
Yep.
And
this is not their fault.
They are as frustrated as anybody.
They come in and tell me every time, you know, we do our job. And they do. They've come out. I had them come out the other day for a car that was sitting in my parking lot that was came in, tinted out windows, sitting in the corner of my parking lot. I had them come out and check the car out. They will show up. They will do it. But like I've talked to them before, by the time they're done writing the report, they're back on the streets.
Tell about the Anderson policeman, that story. This one is unbelievable. Yeah. But
so Anderson police, when they take somebody to jail, they'll come into my location. He's really, really good cop, good guy. He literally caught a guy that was breaking and entering, broken the window, shattered a bunch of stuff in the store, arrested him, took him to jail in Reading. By the time he was done writing the report, he walked back out to his cruiser. The gentleman was sitting on his car asking for a ride back to Anderson.
Now,
the police go, and the officer's right. He's like, that store owner has to pay for windows, all the stuff that's broken. We can't turn this into insurance. They got to pay for it, and the guy's waiting for him to get a ride back to Anderson.
Well, okay, so to piggyback off of that, some friends that live in San Francisco said that the Westfield Mall is literally closed, where the Nordstrom's was and anchored it. It's closed.
Well,
so my question is that we talked about at the break. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what is it going to take? What are we going to do? Do we want this story to be the face of Reading when we're trying to get great doctors and people to come to move to Reading?
Redoing the face of Reading.
A veterinarian to be open after
what
five?
About, what about tourism?
Exactly. Do we want them to go and say, oh, here's the top stories? I think that is a negative black spot, but we're not alone here in Reading. This is happening other places, but it is happening right here in our
community. Our listeners are calling. Robert, good morning. Robert.
How you guys doing?
You're fine, Robert. You're on.
Hey. Here I am. Hey, listen, I really love going and getting a sandwich occasionally at Lucky Miller's Deli because I usually take it with me, but part of the reason I take it with me is because I'm not interested in what you guys have been talking about with being harassed by the homeless. I just get my sandwich and go, and then I, if there's football or something on the TV in the man cave, and I've got that and a cold beer, and I'm all good. But I really sympathize with what you got, with what Mr. Miller and everybody like that's going through, but I realize this is simplistic, but you got to start somewhere. I think a good place to start would be to have our illustrious legislature and that big moron in the governor's mansion to get their act together and repeal the Lanterman Act of 1967, which is my parents' generation's contribution to things as the silent majority.
Okay.
And to add to that companion legislation to bring back lockdown mental health facilities owned and operated by the state of California, because one of those things, if you Google Huell Hauser, you'll find he had this subset to California's Gold called Road Trip, and two of the episodes, which I caught up with a lot of this during the lockdown, that he filmed two along the 101 freeway in Mendocino County, and he was talking to this feller at a Buddhist university in Ukiah that had been a California mental health facility until it was shut down because of the Lanterman Act. It was like, we got to start having these facilities and bringing them back so that these people can get the help they need and then stop annoying folks like me who are regular customers, because it's getting to a point where we seem as a society to care more about the rights of these folks who are causing a problem and taking law-abiding citizens like myself and basically throwing us under the bus.
Okay.
The taxpayer. Thank you for your call.
Robert.
We have another caller. Betty.
Nope.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. And Betty, you are online too. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have a question for you guys.
There's other businesses there. There's the barber shops, beauty shops, a veterinary place, and Orchard Nutrition. Are they being harassed that way?
I'm glad you asked that, yes. Betty. I'm glad you asked that, Linda. You were at Pilates.
I was
yesterday.
At Pilates, Organic Pilates, which is right
there in the same
right
area.
Next to Jazzercise. And there are people walking through there, and she's on alert. She's on nerves because people will be walking through there with a stick, a lighter, like they're going to burn something or smash something.
Defecating in her doorway.
Or you take garbage and drop out garbage. And she is running a class in the middle. And there we were yesterday in the class as we're sitting there in exercise class. And what were the women talking about? Lucky Miller and homelessness and the problem we're facing. And they thought, they said they were bragging. I didn't know that Jason was going to be on today, bragging about the fact that somebody's coming out. We're doing this thing. So with you, because you're in that area, other businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. The female owned businesses like Curves and there's
yes.
a couple other,
yeah.
They come to me.
Oh, okay. I just was curious. Oh. I have been going to Orchard Nutrition for years and I haven't seen or heard anything from them about anything, but I have one other thing that my son has gone to your sandwich shop there, and he thinks it's great. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
So I hope that you just keep going.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you, Betty. But that,
right.
that leads
Bye-bye.
That was an important thing Betty just said. We're going to come back to that.
Extremely important.
Okay, Nick. Good morning, Nick. You're on.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I got two things I want to talk about. Number one, this isn't just indicative of that part down there. Biggin's Lighting over on Larkspur just had their window busted out for the second time, and they told me that somebody went up and down the street breaking out windows. I remember the same thing happened down there where Cookies and Yogurt is off Hartnell a couple of years ago. And, you know, it wasn't a long time ago, a swim team from Sacramento wrote a letter to the editor, to the big paper, saying they would never come back to Redding for a swim meet because of the transient and the crime problems we have here. This is a problem that just doesn't seem to want to get addressed.
Okay, Nick.
And to go to the second part, this will be real quick. I've got a lot of new information on why you shouldn't vote to recall Kevin Cry, and it'll be on Poke the Hornet's Nest Sunday morning at 8. I
okay.
wish I could get on your show.
Don't worry.
You can't see the schedule. So have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. When people, where your location is, and let me just tell you where it is. It's on Athens Avenue.
It's
right down from Cypress. It's in Cypress and Athens, mm-hmm. right down the street there. So you're kind of almost in the center of like three different homeless camps.
It is. If anybody's driven underneath the Cypress Bridge, you've seen it.
Yeah.
You drive by the library, the park.
Behind the
car wash. It's crazy that Canal has its mm-hmm. own little world over there. You know, and since I've come out, and before I even came out and said anything about the crime, just going back to what Betty said,
yeah,
everybody in that complex has, I had the call from Tortilla Flats yesterday. She's done. She's done. Appreciated what I'm doing. She's got my back. That whole complex, I've literally had to go help get homeless out. The female, like, Curbs next door, they call me.
Yeah.
I'm not putting up with it. You know, it's something has to give.
The thing is the police go down there, they clear the camps, and as they leave, and they've picked up all their garbage, the tons of garbage, they just come back in.
Right back. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have such a thing as, and help me with this, like a citizens patrol or somebody who's been deputized mm-hmm. where that's,
no.
where citizens, why not?
No. Well, another word for citizens patrol could be called vigilantes.
Yeah.
And once you get into something like that where people have just had it, and they're going to protect their business like that, like those two guys did down in Southern California, and beat that guy with a mop handle, not on his head, but you know,
yeah.
They've had it. I mean, they're tired of being threatened. They're tired of having their stuff.
We're the ones that have the liability of getting sued.
Yeah,
We're the ones that they're going to come after.
If you talked That's about the angels. What was the name of that?
Guardian angels, yeah.
The guardian angels came in at one time to protect something. What was that?
It was businesses in Portland. This was back in the 80s when the same thing is going on here. It was going on in the 80s. The guardian angels came out and walked. They found the neighborhoods and walked the neighborhoods and walked it at night. And got the riffraff out of there, pushed them out of there.
Well, the 80s was a different time, and so now everybody's so Sue happy. I mean, trust me, we've been through that. I'm sure you have been too. Yeah, but
okay, we're going to need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, as you know, has become a teaching hospital. They've got 13 new residents there. This is a three-year program, and each year they get more. So that we have a continuous stream of new residents coming to Shasta Regional Medical Center who work not only in the medical center but out at the VA clinic, the Ready Rancheria clinic, and other specialists here in town to learn their profession, to go in to find out what they want to do, if they want to specialize. And this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Our chat room.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Yeah, we're just, it's a community trying to stay alive here.
Yeah.
Right?
8:34 in the morning here on the 30th of August, and it's about, oh gosh, we got the red flag warning out. It's, I don't know, what, 70 degrees out there? Something like that. Welcome back to the show. For people trying to get in our chat room, we've reached our limit. Sorry. No, we haven't reached our limit with the chatters, no. But we can only have so many people in the chat room on things like this, and we just overran that a long time ago.
So let's we're still taking your calls. But you mind, can we do just a little bit of a history of Lucky Miller's, that you moved in where the subway was? Did you buy that building?
No.
All right.
And we're with Jason Miller, by the way.
Jason Miller of Lucky Miller's.
Who was on the made a statement Monday. I've had it. You know, I'm tired of being under siege. I'm tired of this happening. I'm tired of not being able to sleep at night because I have so many notifications from my cameras coming in. I have to turn them off. I'm tired of people coming into my business. I am tired of people. And we're going to talk about a couple instances that have happened. It's just disgusting. But this is what our businesses have to put up with. But used to be in Portland.
Yeah. This December makes 29 years in the industry. And I own three restaurants in Portland, Oregon. And I came down here, and my wife and I, we've been talking about buying a little hole in the wall. You know, just, I want something small. I want to do a deli. And fortunate enough, we found a little place over on El Reno by the laundromat. And we opened up there. And subsequently, the building was bought. And so we had to move. And Subway was available. And it just seemed like a perfect fit. You know, we're more centrally located. People could get to us. We had a little bit more room. Our other place was really small.
Yeah, it was good. It's a great location.
It was a great fit. Yeah. I mean, it literally was a plug and play. I just plugged my stuff in and reopened. It was that perfect. So we have a lot of compassion for our customers. That's kind of why I'm so frustrated about this. It's like I said, my motto is going to be enough is enough.
Well, when you were in Portland, you could see the writing on the wall.
I did. Absolutely.
And if you'd stayed longer, you'd been caught up in that.
Yeah. Oh, it was there. It was getting bad, and this is the gut. And I had a gut feeling. And I told my parents at the time, I go, I'm selling. This is not worth what we're doing. I'm selling it. Now I have that same gut feeling here in Reading, and I have a platform. I have the people behind me. I have the customers behind me. I have the platform to speak out about it. And thank you for letting me on the show today.
Yes, anytime.
That's what it's about. Is if it doesn't come to surface, and it's hidden below, and nobody wants. I mean, I get people right now that say it happens every day in my location. I don't even feel. I'm not even calling the cops about it. I'm not reporting it. That's wrong.
No, you got to.
That's wrong, because statistically, that's what we need to know, is where is this happening, so we could ramp up those areas.
And the thing is it comes down to the fact there is no hammer.
There's no accountability.
There's no accountability. The jail.
Well, there is accountability, but what happens is once they're arrested, they get they're turned around and they're back out on the street. We're missing something there once they're arrested. Robert called originally and talked about the, you know, where do they go? How come there's this turnaround?
There's no room in the jail. The jail has a one floor that's not even open. They can't get the people to work there. It is a circular firing squad down at the county. They can't even get to a meeting down there at the county. How are we going to get the jail open unless there's got to be some action taken? And with no space for the bad guys, there's no accountability.
Yeah, and it's inhumane to some of the people on the streets. I'll be honest with you. It's really inhumane that we don't have mental health for these guys, that we don't have facilities that people want to work and re-educate them and get them jobs. This is it's a mental crisis, and we don't have the tools. Come on.
Well, the thing is there's lots of money out there, and there are the recovery centers. But the people have to want to go there. You can't force them into it.
Absolutely.
You can 5150 them and put them in. I mean, Shasta Regional Medical Center has a whole wing, not a wing, but a ward there that's always full with these people that are put in there, with a 5150, and they can keep them 3 days, 2 weeks. And then with the judges, a judge has to say, okay, they can stay longer. But still, but a lot of these people are sick and that's just their life. But what they're doing is they're impacting on tax-paying businesses that support this town.
Yeah, we're accountable. I have to pay my taxes.
What if you sold your business and 100 others just shut down? Just shut down. I mean,
the scary part of me coming out and doing this is that's literally the comments I'm getting. To be honest with you, that's people are like, well, we're done. We're done. Like, I'm shutting it down. I'm moving to Anderson, or I'll move somewhere else that – the accountability is working. I mean, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to make it accountable and clean up the streets and make it fun again. It's just not. Not safe.
Dolores, good morning. Dolores.
We have a phone call.
Yes.
Do you have a comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have two suggestions. My opinion, but from just listening to what he's saying and how his business being affected and his life has been affected of, having all these people break in. I mean, for me, there's no other solution than so the police or the sheriff can put them in jail or they can't even arrest them. Then maybe they could use is the restraining order, file restraining order. If you know their name, file restraining order, videotape everything when you serve them the papers. So when they come back, then you could have them arrested. And then you could also ask all the people, all the business people who are being affected if you could get more than three people in who are being affected, file a class action suit against the state and for all the damages, and because you weren't able to sell your business to somebody else because of the homeless or the crime. And so you are being affected. I think that we need to start using the law against these people and, just figure out how. But we got to go after the state. And like I said, get three or more business people and file a class action suit and challenge them. That's what we need to do, challenge the state.
Okay. Well, I think we can even start closer to home. But thank you, Dolores.
Yeah.
So class action suit.
Class action against, start with the city.
And the people that have businesses that said we're done. I mean, if you're paying a business license,
mm-hmm.
you're paying your taxes,
yep.
you're paying all the things we have to pay. People don't understand why are your prices going up. What it costs for food costs. What it costs, we have to have workman's comp. We have rules.
Yeah.
We have to pay. The list goes on of what we have to pay before we even open the door.
And it keeps rising. It's not like once a month it rises. I've had an R&R. It's one of my.
Yeah.
Well, without R&R, I don't know where I'd be.
We love R&R.
They've had price increases. I've had 5 price increases in 41 days.
Wow.
How am I supposed to adjust my menu to that every single time?
You got to put it, you've got your stuff up on whiteboards. Yeah. That helps because
I had to go to a paper menu that we just print off now and make the changes by hand. It's so, because menus cost.
And but see, that's where it comes into is that all these expenses
to
provide a business, provide a service to the public, and you're getting attrited.
Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah, but you're getting attrited every day. I tell you what, Deal, is that right?
Yeah.
Deal.
Welcome to the show. 8:42, we have a few minutes. What's your comment?
Good morning, this is Dale. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Dale.
You're on.
I mean, this comes down to, there's a lot of people, state, blah, blah, blah. There's 488 cities in California. We rank 470th on crime. Why can't we be number one? This is a City of Reading problem because they refuse to deal with the problem. We've got 0.2% of the population destroying it for the 99.8 of us.
You're
and
right. No, you're right. Nobody's arguing
there is, like
here.
You were saying, Carl, you just brought up the... There's some ordinances that have been passed, I believe, in West Sac and Chico that hold city officials accountable. And, you know, I had a lawyer lined up and was going to sue him over the Henderson open space. I think the business owners need to do the same thing. This is flat out. We have a majority on council. They all attend the same church that refuse to deal with the problem.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that Dolores' idea may not be a bad one, is to have a, and there's lawyers in town that, that jump on this, is, hey, we're business owners and we're tired of this. And we're tired of not being able to do our business. We're tired of having customers driven away. There's got to be something done. And then they're going to point at the county and say, oh, but the jail's not open. Well, then guess what? You all get together, and if it takes money, then open up the third level. And you know, and that's what you're elected to do. Don't tell me it's too hard. Don't tell me it's, you know, that, oh, well, you know, we tried. Enough of trying. We've reached the point where this is just a tip of it.
Yep.
125 businesses. People like, look at all the people that have called in today, you know, that are, you know, are agreeing that they've had it. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Dale.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave everybody with this little little picture in your mind. What are some of the things that they have to put up with? Just at, not just Lucky Miller's, but others. You mainly have ladies, women working
female
with
staff,
you.
Yeah.
One of the Denzians of the day stood outside their glass doors and masturbated.
Yep.
In front of the women. This is just... there's obviously something wrong with this person, but guess what? The impact that has on your employees.
It's vile. It's
vile.
I feel like we're...
Think about that. Think about it. You opened up the door to your home, and some guy is standing there masturbating. There's something wrong with this. We'll be right back.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Tomorrow is opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair. In celebration, admission is free tomorrow only on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight, with the opening day ceremony and gates opening at noon. So come enjoy the carnival and check out the exhibit. The Miss Intermountain Fair Scholarship Competition starts at 8 p.m. at Ingram Hall, and the carnival closes at 10. Grandstand events will feature Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. So here's to the fair old days. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7. And don't forget, tomorrow's the opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair in MacArthur, where everyone gets in absolutely free. Then on September 1st, it's Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day, where kids 12 and under get in free. And kids 5 and under get in free daily at the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair in MacArthur.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, covered and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in
and life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. Tomorrow we're going to have, Clint Curtis. He's the one that said he can hack into election systems, and so he's going to be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And also we're going to have a member, somebody running for a school board, Pat Katie, who called in earlier, about parental rights. That's going to start at 7:30 and Clint at 8. So it should be pretty exciting. But it's even more exciting today with Jason Miller, the owner of Lucky Miller's, just a great little deli restaurant. I don't know, is it a restaurant or... What do you call it?
I call it a deli.
A deli. Yeah, superfood.
And your specialty?
Burgers.
Oh.
Yeah, but let me tell you. We have your French dip.
Carl Rave.
Yeah, and our trinomies. I don't know. Oh, yeah. We're pretty universal across the board.
Were your restaurants in Portland?
They were called Mickey Finn's Brew Pub, and I actually brew my own beer.
Ooh.
And,
Finn's Brew Pub.
They were basically this menu. Except I added dinner because I was open from 7 in the morning till 2:30 in the morning. So we had dinner.
So you're just a total restaurant guy.
Yeah, been doing this for my, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's your life.
It is.
You love Rene.
I do. My wife and I, we've talked about this. I'm like, where else are we going to go that has what I have? I mean, we love to ride the Harley around here. We love the lakes. Mm-hmm. I have golf. I can mountain bike. I can motocross. I mean, seriously, there's no place, and my father-in-law said it best, he's traveled the world, and he could not wait to get back to Reading. When we travel, I can't wait to get back to Reading. I love it here. I mean,
well,
I
you
love
know,
it.
Linda and I had to make that decision 15, 16 years ago because I had a job offer in Europe, and Linda had other things going, and we decided to put roots down here. We've never looked back.
Yeah,
we love it here. People.
There's been a
all
couple times we thought, oh, we're going to get out of California. We start looking
California,
at real estate.
Yes.
The kids live in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
The brother and sister-in-law live in Tennessee, and I used to have a condo in Nashville, so I like Tennessee. I don't like the weather so much there, but we kept thinking, you know, it came back to the grounding of Reading. There's something magical about this place.
Totally.
And absolutely. We have something broken here. We've got something very, very broken here that we've got to come up with solutions fast. Otherwise, we will be like Portland.
That's why my passion. That's why I'm so frustrated and I have such a passion is I'm putting my foot down. And if I have to gather the crew to do this, that's what I'm going to do. I'm done. I even opened a Facebook page, and we call it Reading Property Crimes.
Okay.
And what we're doing is, because I've had law enforcement help me out with this, like statistics, obviously, I want people to post what's going on. Transients, if their windows get broke, I want them to post it and take a picture, and we're going to pin it on a map of Reading.
Okay.
And we're going to find the hot spots.
Okay, because there was something, I think, in the paper I don't know if Benda covered it or somebody who had a restaurant, or maybe it came on Facebook. I saw it somewhere about another downtown business where the windows were smashed in.
Oh, yeah. He got the window.
What's it called now? Reading Properties?
It's called Reading Property Crimes.
Okay, crimes.
All right. So you're going to ping a map,
yeah,
and you're going to be able to say, this is the location.
And then I'm going to go back to the police and say, here's our hotspots. And this is what they do for us. They pin, they have maps, they've been doing it for years about the crimes in the area, and then, okay, this needs to be patrolled.
Okay, so well, I just opened this up.
We've had,
at
our tower, we've had the copper cut from our tower that took us off the air for a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about, you know, the things that have happened around here. People down the street.
Well, this is what I told Jason. We don't see it like he does.
No.
You know, because maybe our location or whatever, know, but we know it's happening, but we don't, people don't know the extent of it.
Well, look what happened to Pops 50. That's a
landmark. What happened to Pops 50?
The homeless built a fire and stayed warm.
They
burned it down.
They
burned most of it down.
Yeah. Well, it's important to tell our listeners, remember.
Yeah, and I've talked to the owner of Dudes. He's had, they try to cut this power there and try to break in when he had backup power and the alarm still went off. We aren't the only ones. I'm not the only one. I can guarantee it. And the more and more I'm talking to people, it's every day. It's not just, oh, yeah, this happened to me last month. It's like, no, this happened to me daily. It's on a daily basis. Somebody's trying to steal copper. Somebody's trying to break in. Somebody's breaking a window.
Oh, they're taking the air conditioning. They're just stripping it. But the breaking of the windows, when somebody breaks and enters, destroys a business, they take him down. And before the policeman can finish his report, they're out.
Yeah.
And again, it comes down to lack of accountability.
I've had three of my windows broken out the first year we were in the subway building. Three of them broke out. Not a thing was taken from my building. They didn't break the window and run in and steal stuff. So it's just pure vandalism.
Yeah.
It's vandalism. It's like, okay, you broke my window. It cost me $4,500 for three windows the first year we were there. Out of my own pocket, because I can't turn it into my insurance. Insurance is going to say, look, enough's enough. You're getting your windows broken out. We're just going to drop you.
Drop your insurance.
Yeah. Drop me. Or we're going to raise your premium so high, I'm not going to have insurance.
So
accountability goes back to that.
A remaining 3 or 4 minutes here. Solutions. I mean, it's one thing to say we have a problem and have everybody say, you're right. But then what happens after that? Does it take a threat of a class action lawsuit against the city? And everybody agrees we don't have a jail. And so what do we do with them? You know, do we handcuff them or put them in stocks, which I think is not a bad idea. Or do we, you know, find a way of forcing people with mental illness to be treated? I mean,
what about work release programs? Put them to work.
Well, that happened in our time. Yeah, we remember how you'd see people in orange, and they would go
in,
they would clean up the litter. I mean, we got highways that could definitely. Do we have work release programs anymore?
They do, but here's the problem. Because it's getting them to volunteer for it, because it's a volunteer thing, and if they don't want to, because there's no hammer if they don't. So they're having a problem with that. And then a lot of the guys,
and
the people they're putting in the jail, these are pretty serious guys. This isn't, these are ones that are, assault with a deadly weapon, attempted murder, rape, sex crimes, all of these. So with not having enough jail room, these people that have put our businesses under siege, have no repercussions.
None.
The city council needs to address this.
And they need to address the drug issue in this town, too, the hard drugs, this fentanyl. If you see the zombies walking down the street, you know, everybody's seen them.
Oh, I've seen them shooting up in our alley back here.
Everybody's seen them, and they're just, get these guys some help. Come on. I mean.
I'm going to send this a link to this to the city council and ask them, Seems like there's a lot of people upset about this. What's the city council? What kind of actions are you taking? We've already said the police are doing what they're, you know, yeah, everything they can. So what's next? Do we need to put more money into it? Do we need to, you know, just clear these camps and keep clearing them and just put a whole section of individuals, police or whatever you want to, whatever they're designated, and just have them just every day they're cleaning out another camp and pushing these people out of here?
One more time, the Facebook.
It is Reading Property Crimes.
Well, okay. Now, can people, do you have another place that people can contact you? Because it seems like you're the foreman now of the frontrunner, the leader of this movement of we're done. We're done.
The Lucky Miller's Deli Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay.
PM me there. You know, PM me there. And when you said that about the board of supervisor and those guys, you can't tell me that they don't drive to their meetings at night and see this.
Well, that,
I mean, that's how common sense it is. It's like you can't tell me you don't drive to the board meeting and see what's happening by the library.
Or the city council.
And in front of Safeway, which I call a crackway.
Yeah, we call it unsafeway.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want people to say, Lucky Miller's, I don't want to go there now because it's not safe.
Right.
That will absolutely infuriate me because
it is safe.
Trust me, if you don't feel safe and you're in the parking lot of my location, you call me, I will escort you in.
Well,
period.
And you don't have to do that. I mean, these are things that are happening.
Exactly.
But I've never been harassed or felt unsafe at Lucky Miller's. And I would have no problem with Linda going down there anytime to Lucky Miller's. But
the
point is that Jason is the face right now of things that are going on.